Imran Khan, the founder of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, has instructed the party to prepare for a major countrywide movement against the incumbent government. "Start preparing for a mass movement. I will not call people to Islamabad, but we will launch the movement across Pakistan," Imran Khan conveyed through his sister, Aleema Khan, who spoke to the media on Monday. Speaking to the press outside the jail, Aleema Khan stated that her brother vowed to resist all forms of oppression and torture, declaring that he would never bow down to subjugation. Imran Khan has made it clear that even if he spends his entire life behind bars, he will not surrender to pressure, Aleema Khan said. She highlighted key points shared by her brother, stating that despite being a former prime minister, Imran Khan is being denied basic rights given to ordinary prisoners. "In the past 8 months, he has only been allowed one brief conversation with his children and has not been permitted to meet his sisters," Aleema Khan explained. She added that efforts to send him books have also been blocked by jail authorities. "Even his personal doctors have been denied access to him," she added. Imran Khan, through his sister, reaffirmed his stance: "No matter the extent of the torture, I will never accept subjugation. I will not give in." Aleema Khan also mentioned that her brother believes his wife, Bushra Bibi, was placed in jail as part of a broader effort to apply pressure on him. Despite this, Imran Khan remains steadfast in his commitment to not compromise. "Even if I am kept in prison for life, I will not bow down," Imran Khan told his sister. Regarding the rumors circulating about negotiations for his release, Aleema Khan dismissed them. Some YouTubers have speculated that a deal is in the works, with foreign involvement. "But these narratives are being created to calm the public," she said. On party matters, Imran Khan stressed that PTI is driven by ideology, not political opportunism. "Our party is based on a strong ideological foundation, not on electables," he said. "Those who don't align with our principles have no place in PTI." Aleema Khan also revealed that Imran Khan criticized the judicial delays in his cases, particularly his corruption case, which has been pending for over 3 months. "The judges promised to take action, but nothing has been done," she said. Furthermore, Aleema Khan revealed that PTI members of parliament will show their support for the judiciary, with lawmakers from Punjab heading to the Lahore High Court, and MPs from Islamabad and Peshawar visiting the Islamabad High Court to express their backing.